is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
Aloha! I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 877-270-8714 or 530-876-9026, 876-3223 or 413-4515. And boy, am I ever excited to share our next guest with each of you tonight. And it's always a true honor to be with each of you on a weekly basis. I actually miss all of you until we get back on radio and have our reconnection. Anyway, one of the phrases that actually comes to me tonight with our next guest is, it is about time. And I have to tell you that when I received this young lady's book, you'll understand exactly why I have made this comment to each of you tonight. I have not been able to put this book down. It is absolutely refreshing. And like I said earlier, it is about time that we have a book that finally, that has everything that is jam-packed with incredible knowledge to guide us and our own health issues, weight issues, disease issues, you name it, this young lady has compiled a wealth of information. Now, her book is called A Woman's Body Balanced by Nature. And if you will permit, allow me to share a little bit about who this young lady is. And what is so amazing about her is that this young lady spent 20 years suffering from a chronic illness while searching to regain balance with all systems of her own body, working in harmony and vibrancy. The purpose of this book is to offer practical advice to all her sisters everywhere, based on her own personal journey from her own experience of her chronic illness. And what you'll find is that Janet McCarco has done the seemingly impossible and written not only the single most important book every woman should know or own, but the last self-improvement book you'll ever need to buy. And let me say this to all of you once again. The last self-improvement book you'll ever need to buy. That is an incredibly powerful statement that this young lady has given to all of us this evening. And you will find, when you purchase this book, you will find that it is absolute one of the best, well-written, informative books that, and very refreshing, easy and simple to read, and most of all, it's easy to apply, and bringing your busy schedules into harmony of actually able to take care of us. And we all know, ladies out there, we all run a very tight schedule between our work, our demands of our families. We also hold our social events as well, and we're very interested in our own personal hobbies and other endeavors. And so it's always nice to be able to have a hands-on book that can really guide us into the well-being of our spirit, mind, and body. Now, Dr. Janet is a recognized worldwide as an expert in women's health and nutrition. She holds a PhD in holistic nutrition and a degree in naturopathic as one of the America's leading experts on natural hormone balancing. She is a respected lecturer, best-selling author, and national TV and radio personality. Having been a patient herself, before becoming a doctor, she has dedicated her life to bringing the message of hope, health, and healing to the masses, and has quickly become the voice of generations of physically, mentally, and emotionally healthy women everywhere. So please, without any further delay, please let's all give Dr. Janet a warm welcome to the show.
Hello. What a wonderful welcome.
I am so honored and excited to have you. I was stumbling a little bit on myself. Oh, it is a real, true honor, Dr. Janet.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be with you this evening. I'm so happy to be here to talk to your audience. That's my passion. You've said it beautifully. You said it all in a nutshell, and I thank you for that. Awesome intro.
Well, I mean every word of it.
Thank you.
Most of my listeners have been very loyal listeners of this show for 2 years. And they know that I do very extensive research. So when I bring a guest and their wisdom and knowledge to the table, they know they can take that and cash it in.
Wonderful. Well, let's get started.
Yes, ma'am, let's do it.
Okay. First of all, for all of your listeners, here's something that's very, very important for them to remember and to realize tonight. Here we go. The first tip is your biography ultimately becomes your biology. So remember that statement very well, because if you take a look at what your life says about you, if you are living a life out of balance, if you're not forgiving enough, loving enough, if you're working too hard at something that you don't love enough, if you are not eating the right foods enough, exercising enough, playing enough, watering your friendships enough, then your life is out of balance. And eventually, that'll show up in your biology, whether it be body, mind, or spirit. If you don't listen to the whispers or maybe the little red flags that are popping up in your life, maybe you're running tired and you're wired and tired at the same time. Maybe you can't sleep. Maybe your hormones are out of balance. Maybe your blood sugar is dropping every day at a certain time and you just reach for caffeine and sugar just to keep going. All these things, if you feel like you're just surviving instead of thriving, then you really need to pay attention to this hour that we're going to have together tonight, all you listeners out there, because there's a way back to wellness again. You don't have to just try to survive in this life. We were designed to thrive and make a difference, especially as women. We're great nurturers and great caretakers of everyone. But I got to tell you, if you can accomplish balance in your life, if you can balance your life, you have a balancing effect on all the women that come after you, in your family, your daughters. If you're a woman who has a daughter, the best gift of all that you can give her is becoming balanced and show her how it's done. And even your mother before you and your grandmother, you can have a balancing effect on the women that came before you as well. You can kind of set the record nice and straight and balanced once and for all in your whole lineage. And you can fertilize the ground for future generations of women by becoming balanced. And that's what it's all about. The best resolution you can give yourself this new year is to become balanced.
I agree with that 100%, because we can become that beacon.
Yes.
And just by, through our own actions,
yes,
changes everyone else around us as well.
It has a ripple effect. You've got that right. Instead of it being a negative ripple, let's make it an empowering, positive, life-enriching ripple for all the women in our lives and everybody else in our lives, coworkers, best friends, sisters, brothers, everybody in our life. We can do it. I was the patient before I became the doctor, and I know what it's like to literally crawl. To, you know, like when I had my third child, my last daughter that I had, I literally had to crawl to change her diaper when I was so sick. So I know what it's like to crawl your way back to health. And for the women listening, I want to tell you that I don't want one woman out there to have to go to that extreme and get that beat down and that exhausted and that ill before she listens to what her life is telling her.
And you know, Dr. Janet, just by observing your photograph,
uh-huh,
you would never know that you spent 20 years with a chronic illness.
Thank you for that. I mean, I'm glad I don't wear it. Do you know what I mean? I'm glad it's not physically, externally evident. But let me tell you, it was a struggle. It really was a struggle. This book is my fifth book that I've written in a series. And actually, this book that you have this evening is my core message. And you can. The body was designed to heal. And it can turn around, and it can heal, provided we get out of the way and let it do what it's supposed to do and designed to do, and that is heal. We have to learn how to heal our emotions. We need to learn how to feed our spirit. We are spiritual beings having a physical experience right now, and we need to nurture our spirit, you know? And also, we need to learn how to take care of our bodies physically and learn how to, you know, what I did in the book was try to teach each woman what makes her tick. In other words, this will become an individualized protocol for every woman that picks it up. We're all alike, but we're all as individual as our thumbprints. So as you read the book and apply the principles and the protocols, it will become your individual blueprint for health. For example.
Absolutely, and I don't mean to interject.
No,
because,
go.
You know,
yes.
Once I received the book, and, you know, I always honor my guests by picking up their book and reading it.
Yes, great.
I've carried this book everywhere I've gone.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And, you know, I have to tell you, I have gone through various books of this nature, but never a book at this magnitude.
Thank you. Well, this one, I
and I mean
work.
Respectfully.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, you know, when I was very ill, I said to myself, I wish I had a manual to show me the way, you know, to turn the light on for me and blaze the trail. And when I write a book, that's what I try to do for my women that read my all of my books. You know, I want them to have. I want to blaze the trail for them. I want to take them by the hand, step by step, and say, here's the way, walk in it. You know, that's what I try to do. And so, like, for example, I start out a woman's body balance by nature by taking them through, as you've seen, physical health assessments, okay? They'll go through the cardiovascular system. They'll go through their gastrointestinal system. They'll go through their circulatory system. Every system of the body, their endocrine health, their hormones, everything. And they'll put little checks where they may, you know, where they may feel a little out of balance or out of sorts. And then I will offer natural protocols on how to bring those systems back into balance. And many times we can do it naturally if we, you know, restore balance to the system, give the body what it needs, the raw materials what it needs to help heal. We have great, great stories of women, you know, just for example, in the gastrointestinal area, so many women have bloating and tiredness after eating and reflux and all kinds of things. And simply by the recommendation of using digestive enzymes and probiotic therapy or L-glutamine, which is an amino acid, you can help to heal that gastrointestinal tract. So many women feel wonderful with that alone. So there's just so many things in the first section to teach them how to take care of their physical bodies. They're worth it. They realize that, you know, I try to tell women, you know, it's not selfish to take care of you. Because if you don't value yourself, nobody else will. and that includes your own family. That includes your own family.
Right.
You know, we've all been there. We do and go for everybody, even those closest to us. And
women are the foundation of their families.
We are the cornerstone, and we don't
need
to be crumbling. You know, we need to stay strong. we don't need to be crumbling. So especially, you know, so many women, you know, I talk to these days are going through premenopause and menopause. There's so many of us. I mean, there's 75 million women going through premenopause and menopause in this country. I mean, talk about global warming, you know. I have a few ideas about it, what it really is, you know. But
you know what I have found so interesting about us women is that we pretend that we're doing just fine. But if we all just take a look at a room full of women, the physical body tells you that not everything is okay.
That's right.
Because we push ourselves all the time.
Well, you know, especially over the age of 40, okay? You know, we push, and all of a sudden we hit 40, and then we hit 50, and then we go on to 60. Those years are very, very important because all of our hormonal systems, our glandular systems, are winding down. You know, we're past our childbearing years, and we're losing our hormones, we're losing our car keys, we're losing our memories, we're losing our sex drive, we're losing, some of us are losing hair, you know, we're losing thyroid function, all these things, we're losing everything but weight, you know, and so that's what happens. And I'm looking at
gaining weight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We're losing everything but weight. We're gaining it. And so the thing is, we have a lot of discouraged women out there. You know, they're puffy, they're bloated, they're sluggish. They're losing, like, again, they're losing hormones, so they're aging, you know, more rapidly than they'd like to see. Many of them have low thyroid function. You know, that's because, and they can't lose weight. And they have, you know, subclinical hypothyroidism. They have not been diagnosed with, you know, and they're on hormone replacement. They jump on and off of it, or maybe they're on these things that I call shut 'em up pills, like antidepressants, anti-anxiety medications, just to get them through this stage of life and on the other side and out of the doctor's office many times. So the thing is, there are reasons why you feel this way. And you don't have to accept being medicated through the most rewarding years of your life, by the way. Your 40s and 50s and 60s can be the very best years of your life. You see the fruits of your labor during those years. And you want to be...
absolutely right.
Yeah, you want to be coherent. I mean, you want to enjoy it, you know. You don't want to go, you know, live through these years with a dull perspective on things. And so... that's why, you know, I believe that this book will help you understand why you feel the way you do, what you can do about it. Education is the key. And I tell women, you know, women will say, I want to feel better tomorrow, you know. And I say, you know, it's not a race, it's a journey. It's a journey into who you are and how you got the way you are right now, why you feel the way you do. There's a reason. If you've been burning the candle at both ends all of your life, then you're going to pay a heavy price when you start to get into premenopause and menopause, because if you burn out your adrenal glands in your younger years, okay, you're going to need those adrenal glands when you hit premenopause, because they're designed to do double duty for ovarian function when your ovaries stop producing the hormones that you need. The adrenal glands pick up the slack. But if you've been burning
That's
the candle
correct.
At both ends, being an A-type woman, too much caffeine and sugar to keep going, not enough rest, too much stress, then you can go to a hormonal free fall at midlife. And that can be very scary. A-type women are the ones that are most susceptible to that. And so as an A-plus type, I'm an A-plus. And so I can speak from experience that if you don't pay attention to those whispers, then you get...
well, you're talking to one of them.
Well, can I tell you, every host that I talk to is an A-type, you know? Every woman that has a show, let me tell you. See, A-type women, movers and shakers, and we want to make a difference in this world, and You know, we want to get out there and just be heard. And you know, we're kind of, we like things to be perfect and just so. And a lot of times we have a hard time delegating things, and we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, you know.
You know, Janice, there has been moments where all of a sudden I would stop in midstream and go, oh, my gosh, I forgot to eat in 3 days. How do you do something like that?
Well, we're a little bit driven, and that's why. But see, you've got to stop yourself, and you've got to nurture yourself. You know, it's, I don't know how old you are, but I can tell you, I'm not ashamed to say I just turned 50. And so I got to tell you, my commitment to myself now is that, hey, you know what? I nurtured my family for 30 years, just, you know, really, really gave my all, and now I've got to give back to myself. So I can be here another 30 years, you see?
Yeah.
So you've got to,
and to be able to do your work.
You've got it. You've got it. I've got to just, you know, replenish my reserves, you know, all the time. And so now we have our great support sisters, our B-type personalities, okay? A-types tend to either marry B-type men, okay? and their best friends tend to be B-type women, okay? And we love them so much, and a lot of times we're at odds with them, too, at the same time, because you love them and you hate them at the same time, because they can't, you can't understand why they are not out there driving hard like you are, but they're great support people to have around you. You know, they're kind of the people in your life that kind of ground you when you're out there working really hard and driving hard. They'll say, you know, why don't we just take it easier tonight? Let's go take a walk. Or
that's
great
important.
It really is. Every A-type needs a B-balancer. That's what I say. So you need a B-balancer in your life, whether it be your mate or a very good friend. But you'll find that to be true for the people that are A-type listening. You'll find that you're very close or very drawn to people that are Bs. You like the excitement of A-types around you. You love to interact and exchange ideas and great, great projects that you'd like to do. But B-types are just wonderful people to have there to support you and to listen to you and you know, they contribute just as much, you know, but just not in the way that we do. They go, you're burning yourself out again. And they'll be there going, we tell them, you know what, let me do what I need to do, you know. But the B-typers, they'll say, you know, you need to be careful.
I'm hearing it all the time from people around me. You know, Leilani, you need to relax. You need to sleep more. You need to pay attention to your diet. I mean, it just goes on and on. Now, fortunately enough, I learned a couple of years ago the importance of really learning to eat well.
Yes.
And I do eat organic foods.
Good for
and
you.
And it's interesting because when I went through your checklist,
uh-huh.
I was very honest with myself.
Yes.
And so there were quite a few that I needed to really pay attention to, but just because I had made that one change, I had noticed I had shifted and came into balance in areas that had indeed plagued me.
Uh-huh. Wonderful. That's great. You know, little changes, you know, I say to people, say, you know, look at that book. There's so much to learn and so much to do. I go, well, you know what? How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, you know? And that's how you do this protocol. You just one bite at a time, one change at a time. If you can learn one little nugget, one little gem from this whole book and apply it, you'll improve your life tremendously. There's so many little nuggets in there, as you've seen, that, you know, for example, there's something that I've used for 15 years that I absolutely love, and I talk about it in the book, and I'm sure you've heard of it, but there are many women that haven't. It's an herb from South America that's 200 times sweeter than sugar. It's used in Europe. It's used in Asia, and it's called stevia. And I got to tell you, that one thing alone has helped my life tremendously. For 15 years, I had low blood sugar. I used it under my tongue when my blood sugar would drop years ago, and it just brought me right back. I use it anytime I have a hot beverage that I'd like to sweeten, or when I have my herbal teas, I put it in there. In the summertime, I use it to sugar some, you know, fresh fruit. and, you know, make great cobblers and things like that. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful, non-caloric, natural herb that's very sweet. We can't say it's a sweetener because in this country it's labeled and marketed as a food supplement only. But in my personal opinion, I can say this, that, you know, with all the artificial sweeteners on the market, I got to tell you, my choice would be something natural to use without that doesn't have the side effects that have been linked to artificial sweeteners. And it's
now, I really, my body loves natural, well, of course, it's always natural, honey. I love honey.
Mm-hmm. But the thing about honey, now, I love honey also, but if you're somebody who has blood sugar handling problems, honey can spike your sugar. Or if you're a woman who deals with, you know, yeast problems, okay, honey is something that could make that a little more, you know, it could, you know, make it more intense, yeast infections and things like that. I talk about yeast in my book, and anybody that's done a lot of antibiotics in their past or without probiotics afterwards, like acidophilus or bifidus cultures, could have an overgrowth of yeast in their body, and that will affect their digestion. Of course, the vaginal yeast infections and so forth, bloating, tiredness, and what have you. And I have a yeast protocol that and a diet plan to follow where you eat, I call it the caveman diet, where you eat, you know, vegetables and lean protein. Watch your, you know, potatoes and breads and fresh fruit for a while until you can get the sugar out of your system because sugar feeds the yeast. So the honey, while it's very healthy, if you're somebody who has blood sugar handling problems or a yeast problem, it's not the ideal way to go until you take care of those other issues. So, but now have you used stevia?
Yes. I have some here, matter of fact, that I actually, and I do use it.
Now, there's all different kinds, and some people will say it has a little bit of an aftertaste or, you know, there's all different ways to get it, powders, liquids. Sometimes it's an extract, you know, like a that's combined with chrysanthemum root or something, flower. But, you know, I got to tell you, I mean, so many people are loving it. They just, I'm so glad you taught me about stevia. And, again, it's taken the country, you know, by storm. And 10, 15 years ago, it was like, what is that? What are you talking about? And I would love to introduce, you know, years ago I said, you know, with the soft drink industry, I'd love to have a natural soda and use stevia. Instead of sugar, could you just, I mean, think about, you know, removing, I mean, no calories.
You have used a lot of it.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So
now, real quick,
yeah.
Now let's go back. Let's just go back here for just a quick moment.
Sure.
And let's give the listeners tonight the components that create some of these challenges that women are having today. You know, like our food intake.
Well, sure, yeah. But most of all, okay, food intake, yes. Too many refined, too many sugars, too many fried, too many fast foods. You know, another component is not taking time to sleep. You know, just not winding down, allowing yourself the wind down, downtime, maybe the walk after dinner, or putting headphones on and listening to some nice music before you, you know, go to bed at night. Nurturing you, maybe taking a therapeutic bath, you know, maybe essential oils like lavender or jasmine, and do a sea salt and baking soda bath to help pull the tension and detoxify the body, you know, and take the tension out of your muscles before you go to bed. Just things like that. Let's see what else. And then also stress. I mean, stress is huge. I mean, I don't care how many vitamins and minerals and herbs a woman ingests every day. If you are under stress and you don't have a handle on it, or you don't work towards getting a handle on it and change how you act rather than react, you know, try to act in a positive manner instead of react and stress yourself out and dump all those dangerous chemicals into your system from stress. I mean, you've got to do all that. I mean, stress, every woman I speak to, they go, I'm under so much stress. Well, the truth is we're always going to have stress. But the thing
That's
is,
right.
if you've got yourself beaten down, you can't handle it like you used to. Some women will say to me, you know, it seems like I can't handle anything anymore. I used to be invincible, but now I hit 40, I hit 50, and it's like, you know, I just feel like I want to, I crumple up in a ball and just want to die, you know? And I say, well, you know what? You're depleted. You're running on empty. And so you've got to replenish and restore your system. And that's what I teach you how to do. That's what you need to do, beginning with proper nutrition. If it doesn't rot or sprout, you do without. That's the first thing.
That's right.
Okay?
Well,
and
one
then,
of the things
yes.
I've noticed, you know, through my own observation
yes.
is how depression has really is really running rapid.
Oh, yeah.
I see it more predominant with women.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is I call it, it's like the walking pneumonia, but I call it the walking depression.
Yeah.
Now, I see men showing symptoms of depression as well, but
yes.
it's not as predominant as it is with women.
Well, again, because here we are, we're depleted. Depression comes from unrelenting stress or anxiety, hormonal imbalances or hormonal depletion. Neurotransmitter deficiencies. When we're under a lot of stress, we burn amino acids like rocket fuel. You know, we burn protein, and so we need protein or amino acids for healthy neurotransmitters in the brain, healthy serotonin levels and GABA levels in the brain. And if we don't, eat enough protein, when we're under stress, we grab carbs, we grab sugary things. Pasta, breads, and cakes, and pies, and, you know, that's not doing anything for brain chemistry. So, you know, we've got to say, I teach you in there about how to feed the brain. You know, there's a whole section on your emotional health. We go from the body, the physical body, to the, emotional, the body, the mind. We work on that. Anxiety and depression are huge. 1 in 4 women in America have had a panic attack. And,
yes.
Once you have one, you live in fear of another one happening, And so by the time you've had your first panic attack, I can tell you that there have been little tiny, red flags that have been going up or little whispers that have been coming into your life that you've ignored until all of a
mm-hmm.
sudden you've got a full-blown panic attack. And that can come after maybe a divorce. Maybe your first panic attack will happen after a divorce or a death of a parent or maybe it's a total load of things. Like, for example, maybe you have the empty nest syndrome going on, and maybe at the same time you go through a divorce, at the same time you might lose your job, or maybe your best friend moves away, or, something, or a pet dies, or, maybe it seems to come in bunches for a lot of women at midlife, a lot of things that are out of her control. And that's when a lot of these panic attacks begin, or depression. And so I find that women that are more A-type go more in for the panic attacks happening. And our B-type mm-hmm. sisters are more in the more depressed type of scenario, I find. I do my own little study here as I, the past 15 years. If you're A-type, I go A equals anxiety, And B-type equals blue, And so that's my own little formula. And so, each one of those women need to learn how to boost, the brain chemicals. I mean, now you can go and take antidepressants or anti-anxiety medications, and they are very, very popular these days, as you mentioned. I mean,
well,
very
I got
popular.
A surprise for you, Janet, tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
If you'll bear with me for just a moment, I'd actually like to speak with the listeners for a moment.
Sure.
I'm speaking to all my sisters out there this evening, and I would like to challenge each one of my sisters to do a challenge with Leilani. That's right, you heard me, Leilani. And I would like for, I'm going to actually post this information on my show page. I've got Janet's book information and a wealth of information that I've put together. To share a lot more information about who Janet is, and I'm going to post up on my show page, and let's all of us do it together And we, and periodically, once a month or even twice a month, I'll let you guys tell me how frequent you would like to do this. And we will have a report done on our accomplishments on helping to support each other. On reclaiming our health again.
There you go.
So I look forward to each of you sending me an email. And let's do this, ladies. We can do this. And, you know, most of you know me personally as well as a show host. And so let me hear from you guys, okay? So thank you, Janet. I really wanted to do that.
Yes, awesome. That would be great because I got to tell you, women love, I mean, we love to fellowship with each other. I mean, we love to help one another. Women love to help other women, you know. And so many times I hear, you know, women are great competitors with one another. But you know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe that for one minute. I mean, we, you know, women just, you know, when I do conferences, women are just, I mean, they actually are holding each other, you know, just trying, holding each other up in support of trying to, you know, women are hurting and sad and depressed
yes.
all across this country right now. You know, I mean, there's so many women out there that, I mean, what the media has done, you know, to women in the past, the past 5 years, okay, you know, women, I mean, this thing in Hollywood, everybody has to be the size zero, you know what I mean? The skinny thing is going on,
yeah.
And I mean, women go, we don't stand a chance. I go, the heck you don't. You know, let's talk
I was
about what a real American woman
right.
looks like, you know?
Yeah, I was one of them. I mean, you know, I was obsessed with mm-hmm. my weight. I mean, I'm 5'6". Mm-hmm. And it was critical for me to stay between the weight of 115 and at 120.
Yep.
I thought, oh, my God, I am fat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we all have tried, you know, not all of us have been there, but a lot of us have. And the thing
yeah.
is, it's like, you know, you've got to make peace with yourself. You've
yeah.
got to make peace with who you are. You know, the average woman is 5'4", okay, 150 pounds, okay? Between 5'4", 5'5", and 150 pounds in this country. Okay, that's average, okay? And what you're reading and hearing, you know, in some of the, you know, the TV shows or whatever, like, you know, you've got to be 5'4" and, you know, 100 pounds. I mean, that's not realistic. I mean, 3% of the women in the world are qualified to be a supermodel, okay? In the entire world,
yeah.
3%, you know?
Yeah.
And then from there, you know, the ones that, you know, then they have the ones that they select from the 3%. But I'm telling
and
you, it's
really
just,
heartbreaking is that
yes.
it has affected our
yep.
young daughters.
Oh, my gosh. That was my next point. That was where I was going with this because the young women in this country right now have so much pressure on them. See, I'm thinking about, like, my mother's generation. I can remember growing up in the 60s and 70s, and, you know, moms were moms, and they, you know, they really, I didn't see them working out. They were just, you know, they cooked dinner and everything. But things have changed, of course. You know, I would say, I remember myself saying, you know what? I couldn't just do that my whole life, just cook dinner and that'd be it, you know. I want to change the world, you know. But the thing is, it's like, but, you know, then a whole generation of women have come out there and we've, you know, we've climbed the corporate ladder, we've gone to school, we've gotten degrees, we've raised a family, we've done it all, you know. And yet, you know, what happened is we're wired, we're tired, we're anxious, depressed, we have eating disorders, you know, and we're just never satisfied. And so the thing is, my message is come back home to who you are and what's real in this life.
I love that.
You need to come home. You need to come back to who you are. You know, I ask women, I say, can you tell me a time in your life? Go back to a happy time. Tell me what that was, and let me tell you what it was. It was not a seminar they gave. It was not sitting in front of a computer. It was not, you know, it was not, they don't talk about their work. They talk about a day at the beach in the water with the wind hitting their face, you know, the breeze, the balmy breeze, or they talk about the time they went, they climbed a mountain with their children, or everything was outside in nature, feeling the sun on their skin, feeling the water on their skin, you know, feeling the, you know, just all, in all the elements. We were created to be in this environment, in this world, experiencing the sun and the wind and the water and the, you know, feel the, you know, the grass between our toes and the sand on the, you know, that's what makes us thrive and be healthy. And that's what we got to get back to, the good food, the good elements that were put here for us to thrive. You know, that's how we get health. You know, that's our
health. Interesting because, Janet, I'm from Hawaii. So,
So you know.
Yes. Oh, yes. Before I came here to the mainland, and I love it here.
Yes.
The one thing I miss the most about home is that we constantly had picnics.
Yeah.
There was always people gathering and playing musical instruments, and people were singing and getting up and dancing, and there was always so much outdoor activity going on.
That's right. You know, and I bet that was the healthiest time. You know, I mean, it's a healthy. See, that makes really good chemicals in your body. You know, you're out there in the elements, and then you have fellowship, you have laughter, you have music, you have sun and fun, and all those things. Now, I'm not saying our whole lives are going to be sun and fun, but what I'm saying is that our bodies, our minds, and our spirits were created to be out there in that environment as much as possible. There are some women that don't do that at all, and no wonder they're depressed, and no wonder they're...
Let me share this with you.
Sure.
1 year after I came here to the mainland, and, we'd spent our weekends going to the beach and having picnics and laughing and music, and even a lot of times after you got off of work, you know, you'd have from a 8 to 3 job, and then straight from there we'd go to the beach, we'd go swimming, we'd do whatever. A lot of times after work I went diving because I actually caught my dinner for my family that evening, so I would go diving. But within 1 year being here, I sent a picture of myself to my family. They called me and said, "Oh my God, have you ever aged?" And it was interesting because when I first got here, I was in my late 20s, and I was still being carded. Within that year, they stopped carding me and saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am.
Alone? Were you alone when you moved to the mainland? Did you do that by yourself? Okay.
Yes.
So there was the stress of that move, okay? And I'm sure, you know, in your 20s, that's kind of scary, you know, to move away from your home and your family, you know? That's a little stressful there. And you got away from that environment that just fed you so much, you know, that strengthened you, nurtured you, nourished you, supported you. I mean, that created health and beauty and youth and all those things. Even at 20, it kept you younger than, you know what I mean, younger than 20s in your appearance. But when you move away from it, I mean, you can see, you know, your family could see that it had an effect on you. So just think about all the women who never had the advantage of diving for food and being that beautiful tropical garden, you know, of an environment. But actually women who maybe got married at a very young age and have raised families, and then maybe they went through a divorce or something, or, you know, or financial hardships or chronic unwellness. Can you imagine? I mean, and they don't feel like picking their head up off the pillow, let alone going outside and having a picnic, you know?
Yes.
But the thing is, the very thing that they can't do is the very thing that can help heal them, you know?
Absolutely, because what I do is every day I spend a half an hour outside in my backyard with my three cats, and I sit on a chair out in the sun, and the boys play, and then after our 30 minutes of being out in the sun in the fresh air, then we come back in and I proceed to do my work. And I found that I have a whole different attitude towards my work when I come back in.
Sure, sure. You're breathing. I tell people, breathe deeply. Get some early morning sunlight. You know, everybody's so afraid of the sun now and the sun blocks and everything. I go, early morning sunlight, you know, in the hours before 10 o'clock. Go out there and just really just welcome the day. You know, go out there and meditate, pray, whatever you need to do to start your day on a positive note and get, you know, breathe that good air in and get that warm sunshine on your body. Make some vitamin D, you know, and help your immune system and lift your moods. That sunlight lifts your spirits and your mood. That's been proven.
Sure.
And so...
Well, let me say this. We're getting close. God, can you believe it? We're getting close to the end of the show.
Wow.
So what I really want to make sure of is that we really cover the important messages that you would like to make sure that you share with all the women tonight.
Okay. All right. First of all, again, body, mind, and spirit must be addressed in order to be totally healthy and vibrant. So I encourage you to read the book, take the screenings, see where you're lacking, see where you need to address in your physical body, see where you need to add some things to help bring balance to your physical self. Learn about hormones. I have a section in there on hormone balance, how to go bioidentical if you need to, or how to go with just herbal. But I tell you, A-type women seem to need some bioidentical. They need a little more. We burn them like rocket fuel. But then talk about your emotions. You know, there's assessments in there to teach you whether or not stress is affecting your current state of health. If you're having panic attacks, I give you natural protocols, amino acid therapies to help stop them naturally. In terms of depression as well, there are things that you can do naturally. Of course, there are times when you may need medication, but my goal is if I can help you balance your entire life, chances are you won't need to go pharmaceutical. Then I talk about your spirit, and I talk about intimacy, and I talk about beauty from nature. I talk about what true beauty is in a woman. And it comes from the internal woman, you know, who we are inside. You know, in nature we gravitate towards roses because we know they're beautiful inside and out. We just gravitate to that perfume. And that's what we need to realize about ourselves. We are beautiful, and we are wonderfully made, and wonderfully and fearfully made. And, you know, and take the stress off of ourselves about trying to be a perfect size 2 or whatever we need to be. Be who you are. There's nobody else like you in this whole world, and you are perfect the way you are. You know, there's ways to, I say, if you want to lose weight, do it, you know, to stay healthy. We don't want you to be obese, of course, because there's a lot of health risks that go along with that, but let's not be fanatical about, you know, how we look. Guess what? I got to tell you, there are women out there, all sizes, shapes, colors, nationalities, everything else, that are beautiful, and we need to embrace that and embrace one another. We don't want to try to erase who we are. We want to embrace it, and that's my feeling on this. And so body, mind, and spirit, I give you a blueprint. I give you an interactive manual to find out what you know, how you tick, how to fix all the little things that are going on, how to implement them, and take you on this journey into self-awareness and to really, you know, to realize who you are. And who you know, realize who you are, put your hands back on the wheel in terms of your health and your life and become empowered. It's a wonderful feeling.
There's nothing
like it. I mean, to be in balance is to be empowered, and you can affect so many women in your life that way. It's contagious. Once you get balanced, everybody will want to know what you have and why you have it and how you did it.
Well, one of the things that I noticed right away when I looked at your photograph is how brilliant your aura, your skin just shines.
Oh,
everything
you.
About you just radiates.
Thank you so much. Long time coming, you know. But you know what?
Well,
you know, that's your
you earned
spirit.
It.
I mean, that's your inner spirit. That's what you're seeing. You're seeing the spirit there of a woman who didn't give up. You see what I mean? I mean, it's the inner woman that you're looking at, you know. So many times we look at the outside appearance, but actually what we really see first, believe it or not, it's the spirit. It's the spirit. The most attractive woman in the world, you know, sometimes does not draw you. Maybe, you know, they'll draw your eye for a moment, but immediately, spirit knows spirit, you know. And
that's
you can,
right.
And you can see spirit, and you can see that. And I, you know, I'd like to think that's what you're seeing there, because I got to tell you, my spirit is something that kept me going, my incredible faith and spirit and fortitude to keep going in the face of much adversity. There's been a lot in my life that we didn't talk about, but I got to tell you, don't be a victim. Be victorious. Be a survivor.
I can't believe I'm going to say this too, but I will anyway. I was.
Go ahead.
Yeah, right. 20 years of a chronic illness? I don't think so. And as I started digging in, you know, I went, oh my goodness, you've just been corrected. And you know, you're brilliant in the way you formatted this and compiled all this information.
Thank you. I think it's essential for every woman to have this information. You know, there's so many things that we need to know. We need to have in our arsenal, our toolkit, you know, in order to stay well. And so this is my gift, you know, to women out there. I've been there, I've done that, I've got the T-shirt on wellness, and I don't want any other woman to have to go through what I did. This is for every woman from the cradle to the grave. It really is. Every woman listening.
It's very obvious that you wrote this book with a lot of passion.
A lot of love.
And it, I mean, it doesn't take anyone but a few moments to realize that this came from your heart. This is a gift from your heart to all of us women. Mm-hmm. And one of the things before I have to say goodbye to you, Janet, is that I've put out a challenge to all the women, all my sisters out there. Mm-hmm. What are some of the tips that you can share with us to get us started? And I'm actually going to send you an update report on how we are actually doing, if I may.
Oh, of course you may. My goodness, yes. Okay. First of all, you know, I recommend reading the book and taking the health assessment. Find out what's going on with your body right now as you stand. Then when you get done with the entire, you know, protocol, the whole program, you go back to that first assessment again, and you're going to see how you've improved. That's one way to check yourself. You go back and you take that assessment over again, and you go, my goodness, you know, I'm not bloated anymore. I'm not as tired anymore. My goodness, I'm exercising more, and you know, my energy's picked up. I'm sleeping. I'm eating better. Gosh, I feel better all around. You know, that's what you want to see. How quickly we forget, just like women in childbirth, they forget that pain very quickly when they see that newborn baby. You know, so when you start out and you have a lot of little checks. I always tell women, go back to the beginning again when you're done and take the assessment all over again and see how far you've come, you see.
Well, we're going to do that on this show. I you've really, really inspired me. I'm very pro-health.
Yeah.
Of course, I've had my own challenges, and I thought, you know, I will be 50 next month.
God bless you.
And it's time for us to take action right now for ourselves to really have a love relationship with us.
That's right. It's halftime. This is halftime in life. Age 50 is halftime. And
these
so,
are the best. I mean, to me.
Me too.
Being at 50. I mean, if 50 is going to be anything like what 40 has been for me, wow, have I got an exciting years to look forward to.
That's right. You know, 50 is your wise woman time of life. We've got so much wisdom. We've weathered so many storms, and we've lived to tell about it. You know, and we know that you don't sweat the small stuff anymore. you know? and you know something? At age 50, you got to learn how to travel light. You got to dump a lot of baggage off because there's
a whole
new set of things that are coming up, you know, in the second half of life. And so you want to be vibrant and healthy, and this is the time to do it. This is the time.
Yes, ma'am, it sure is. Well, real quick, please share your website with our listeners.
Sure. It's very easy. It's Dr. Janet, that's drjanetphd.com. And if you'd like to email me, and so Leilani, you got to take down the email so you can email me a report on your listeners. It's drjanetphd@aol.com.
Got it. Mm-hmm. And for all our listeners tonight, I also have a wealth of information on my show page, and I hope that all my sisters tonight will take the challenge with me. I'm excited not only for myself, but for all of you. And let's all reach out and support each other for a common goal, and that's all about us and bringing back our own individual balance.
Right.
We truly want to thank you, Janet, and I would love to extend another invitation. Anytime you'd like to join us on the Universal Show, we would love to have you.
I'd love to do that.
And foremost,
yes.
I extend my humblest gratitude to you for all the great work you have done here.
Thank you. And me right back to you. How about that? For all the work that you do as well. You do a wonderful job. You do a wonderful job.
Oh, thank you.
You are so
I'm
welcome.
Just so thrilled, and I will be sharing this book with a lot of women in Arizona.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I will be back. I'll contact you soon. And we'll talk.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So it's been an honor, and I ask that all our listeners please stay tuned. We have Linda Pinecker. She's on next, and I know that you guys are excited about sharing your time with her as well. So please stay tuned, and we will be right back. I don't think you've taken us off the radio yet.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well, this is Leilani again, and I think Don's off on another show somewhere, so if you guys will bear with us, but we will say goodnight to Janet, and we are so grateful to have had her with us and to share all her wisdom and knowledge. So we want to say goodnight to you, Janet.
Yes,
be well.
Thank you. Good night, and God bless all of you listening, and be well. You're right. Take care.
And God bless you as well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow, was that great or what? So I really am serious, everyone out there, all you ladies. Let's take charge of ourselves. Let's get healthy. Let's today make that commitment to ourselves. Then let's share it with our other sisters, our friends, our coworkers, our mothers, our grandmothers, even our daughters. And let's start teaching them right now of the importance of taking care of ourselves, because without us, and remember, we are indeed that foundation for our families. And without us, it'd be pretty tough for our families to be able to continue moving forward. So I don't know about you, but I have a lot of work that I'm still interested in sharing with all of you and with the world, and I know that you have your own personal endeavors as well. So anyway, we're going to wait for Don to come back with us so we can get Linda Pinecker on the show as well. So we'll have to see what's up with him. I hope he didn't leave the radio station, that's for sure. But Hey, Don, are you out there? Hello? So anyway, real quick, if you guys will bear with me, I'm actually going to call Linda myself. So I'm going to turn over my show to all of you. If you will help support me in watching over my broadcast while I get hold to Linda, I sure would appreciate your guys' support. So I'm going to put you guys on hold, okay? I'll be right back, I promise. And welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection Show. And I do trust that all the listeners of BBSRadio.com watched over my airtime. Thank you so much. I extend all my gratitude to each and every one of you. And guess who I have got with us tonight? And that's Linda Beinecker. She's right. She's back with us again. And obviously, it is a real honor to have her back with me. And I know that each and every one of you feel the same way. It is so good to have her back. So without further delay, let's go ahead and welcome Linda back to the show.
Thanks.
Hi, Linda.
Back. Hi there.
And you know what? I know, you know what's really interesting is BBS Radio created a bloopers of various show hosts.
Oh.
Okay, so guess what? Leilani got her first blooper in.
Well, you got to get that out of the way, don't you?
Well, you know, I was starting to feel like I was being left out. I didn't have any bloopers, and now I got one.
What do they do with them?
Well, we have a special section on the home page of bloopers from various show hosts, and everybody, we've got this little like it's a street light that blinks red, and right, let's see, where does he have? Oh, right above it, he's got special blooper versions, and he will feature different radio hosts. They had a blooper. So, oh, I'm so excited. I got my first blooper in.
Now you're truly a star.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Well, it's really interesting because I know that a lot of our listeners do indeed know who you are. But I would also like to make a real point of sharing who Linda Beinecker is with our new listeners tonight. So I want to do something different tonight if you're okay with that.
Oh, I'll be a sport about it.
Let me allow you to share a little bit about yourself to all our listeners tonight. Would you like to do that?
Sure, I could do that.
Okay.
Okay. Should I start now?
Sure.
Okay. I was born and raised in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and lived there for 43 years. Have an identical twin sister, and she's a psychic medium like me. She doesn't do it professionally, but she's very good at it. And so we have a lot of fun together doing things over the phone. We like to do a lot of intuitive things over the phone. I grew up with four siblings, and I moved to the United States in 1997. Colorado.
Wow.
Just there for a while. Yeah. So it started out for me. And that's where I started writing. Or started formulating ideas, I guess. I guess I waited until we moved to San Diego and to start the writing. And I've written three books that have been published. And I never discovered that I was a psychic medium until I was in my late 40s. I'm a late bloomer.
Let's share if we can, Linda, the titles of your books, because,
okay.
You know, one of the things I have to say about this show is I've been extremely fortunate to have some tremendous authors on this show. Every one of them have been excellent writers and have really wrote from their hearts, and you are one of those authors.
Thank you. My first book was Time to Heal, and it's a novel, And the entire story takes place in San Diego, and it's really about a woman who rebuilds her life and makes it one she wants to live. And so it's very uplifting. The second book I wrote was Make It Happen, Use Your Intuition and Positive Spirals, and that helps people to develop their intuition so they can get on their path and raise their vibration through enthusiasm so they can attract positive things to themselves. And it also helps them to explore the major areas of life, career, relationships, home, and leisure time, and rebuild the platform using spirituality as their platform. And then my third book, Messages of Hope and Healing, is all about my life as a spirit medium, and it's got a lot of my readings in it. And it has stories in it that I collected from all over North America, showing signs that loved ones in spirit who have passed on remain present in people's lives. And then it teaches people how to develop their intuition and channel their spirit guides and channel spirits and just very much develop the skills that I use every day.
And that is a really great book for those that, you know, are real serious about learning how to channel their spirit friends and their guides. You've done an excellent job in compiling, you know, that information together, walking people step by step in those directions.
Yeah, I think that's one of my major goals right now in life right now, is helping people develop their intuitive abilities and develop their ability to channel. Because it just makes life much more interesting.
You've definitely been true. I apologize. I'm sorry, Linda.
Okay.
You truly true to form. And I've known you going close to 2 years now. I've been broadcasting, and you've and let me say this to all our listeners. Linda is a regular guest of this show every month like clockwork. And I was really honored when I came across Linda and Gigi Minner. And I thought, you know, they would be a tremendous asset, not only to the show, but to all the listeners. And I say that with a lot of passion, because I understand the importance when each of us, even myself, needs guidance every so often, especially when we're so close to a situation. Even though we are intuitive ourselves, because we are so close to a situation, we don't always hear our own information. Isn't that right, Linda?
Yeah, that's right, because sometimes our emotions and our ego interfere.
Oh, yeah. Boy, Leilani knows that one too well.
It's like, you know, if you want something bad enough, it's really hard to stay grounded when you're looking at the answers.
Yes. Yes. So one of the things I'd like to share with all you listeners tonight, Linda is going to, we're going to accept phone calls, and let me give you those numbers again, and they are, toll-free is 877-270-8714. Or 530-876-9026 or 876-3223-413-4515. And you're also welcome to use the BBS Fast Chat. And if you would like to send in a BBS Fast Chat and send us a question, we'll be more than happy to answer them over live on this broadcast. I will obviously read them over the radio, and then I'll have Linda answer any of your questions here. So, Linda, if everyone's going to be shy tonight, I have something up my sleeve.
All right. Why doesn't that surprise me?
So when are you going to get started on your next book? Because I'm hearing that you have another book coming.
Yes, I actually have it started. I didn't intend to. It's hard to explain, but one of the things that happened is I have a blog on my website, and at some point I became aware that I'm going to be writing a book where people will each day get an inspirational message, and I'll be using those blogs as a trigger for ideas. So
okay.
There's already over 60 ideas there.
Ah.
Yeah, And I only just realized that a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I haven't formulated completely how I'll put that all together, but I know that's one thing that's going to happen.
And I also, a little bird has been whispering in my ear over here, you're waiting for a confirmation on being on, and I hope I can say this and it's not premature.
I don't know. Waiting. Still.
Okay, then we won't say it just yet then.
Well, why would we just say that I'm going to be on some major television shows? Well, we won't say which ones.
I will tell you, and she means just what she's saying, this is a major TV show that Linda is going to be on. We are actually going to have a celebrity once a month on this show. Let's all cross our fingers that, you know, she will not come and stop coming to visit all of us.
I'll be everywhere. That's my hope anyway.
Well, just as soon as you get that confirmation, please let me know, because I am really thrilled for you. Good for you, Linda.
Oh,
you deserve
it.
Big time. Well, while we're waiting for our listeners to get unshy and to join and celebrate with you and I, maybe you can give me some messages of hope.
Let me see. What have we got cooking for Linda?
Just get the energy going. Let's just get it flowing.
I will see so much excitement when I look at you. It's just so great to look at your energy and see how it's going to spread out over the universe. I think it's more than coincidence that the name of your program is the Universal Spiritual Connection, because that's really what you're going to be doing. I definitely see that for you, because I see lots of television and radio and travel for you. So.
Is there any, can you give me any kind of a timeline, or am I still, because, you know, like right now, I know that this, through my birthday cycle, I've been completing a lot of unfinished business.
Yeah, and that explains why your energy is coming up so clear, too, because the more you close doors on the past, the more it opens doors for the future, you know? Yeah, that looks really good. To me, the television is almost immediate. Like, the energy around is really quick, so to me that means it's happening very, very soon. I see a change of residence for you, too, though.
Okay, please do tell.
It's like a different house to me. And it's got really, bright energy. It looks like it's very bright with, clean lines, that sort of idea.
Okay.
I definitely see stucco, but I feel like the interior is going to have a lot of really, it's just got this white, spacious feel to it, very clean, lined looking. You know, not cluttered or crowded or very modern, bright new energy, so I would say.
Wow. So do you know when this might be unfolding for me?
Well, to me it looks between 2 and 3 months from now. And of course, that's always based on what you're doing now. If you change that, you can change the timeline. But right now, it looks like it's between 2 and 3 months from now.
Okay.
It looks like
I understand the timeline, because you can draw it, you can move it through quicker.
Mm-hmm.
You could just allow it to just, flow as it may be.
Yeah, if you change what you're doing, you can either move up a timeline or delay it, depending on what it is that you do. So,
well, let me ask you this question. I have the opportunity to write up a proposal. And, actually once I get to writing, I'm pretty good at it. If I really
the outcome's going to be very good to it, too. So it looks very positive.
Well, one of these days I'll have to share those things with you, Linda, because these things have all started kicking in. Now, I'm not disillusioned by there's still things that I'm cleaning up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting because there's a part of me where I'm clear about there's still unfinished business that I'm cleaning up. But at the same time, I can feel my wings stretched out, And they, it's almost like, okay, I'm taking off, but something is not letting me fully go into flight. Does that make sense?
Yeah, right. But to me, it looks like it's all about timing. And when I look at that proposal, now I don't know what's in the proposal, but what I see is it's going to bring a lot of people to you. A lot.
Yes, ma'am, it is. It really is. I'm anticipating it's probably going to take me about 2 months, maybe 3 months, because I had done another proposal, and that proposal actually took me 4 months to do.
Wow.
Because when I write a proposal, I mean, I really, I leave you with no questions unanswered. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. So you write it really nice and clear, and it's clearly defined, and it's very clear what you want out of the proposal.
Yes. Now, this one's going to be a little bit more tricky. There's a lot more components that's going to be involved with it, and a lot higher stakes, so to speak.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of pages.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, I was talking to Don earlier tonight, and I said, hey, Don, you want to do this proposal for me? But I think it's important that we all learn to follow that process, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I think it's really stressful. You know, I mean, I think after you've done several of them and you have a lot better idea how to feel your way around, but the first one is just very overwhelming.
Yes, which that proposal is still very active. Now, there are going to be some changes I have to make to it. But this is an incredible idea that was given to me through a dear friend of mine here in Arizona. And when she gave this information to me, I immediately knew right away.
Mm-hmm. It looks like it was channeled to her.
It was, actually. It definitely was channeled. But I know that I'm sitting on a very hot proposal once I get
it's
it.
It's meant to be.
Yeah,
it's meant to be.
And so this other new opportunity came my way Monday night, which I was really thrilled and excited about. And so, and I'm still working on processing that information. Does
cool.
that make sense?
Don't you sometimes wonder how we manage to sleep at night when there's so much excitement in our life?
Oh, I have my nights, let me tell you, where I go to bed and I feel tired, and I'll go lay down, and all of a sudden I realize that my mind is still going at
a mile a minute.
And, oh, yes, and there's time where I will get up, try to walk around, do some other things, go back to bed and see if I can't just lay down and rest, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, by that time, it's about 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm just now falling asleep. And it's, I got to get up in the next, what, two hours and function for the whole day.
When I have trouble sleeping, I always ground and run energy. Because it's such a tedious ritual, and I do it so often, I've got it memorized, so it's a good cure for insomnia.
Yes. But I will tell you, there was one night, I actually went to bed, and that was happening to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, I'm getting this flood of information, creative ideas, for, you know, like a business.
Mm-hmm.
And I
and
could
they were
see
sound
from
you.
Oh, it was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do with this? It would be, I'm really looking forward to hiring an assistant, because once I do, it's important, because I think what I'm going to have to do is start getting a voice activated tape recorder. Because when that information comes flooding in, it's like somebody turned on the faucet and it just comes pouring in.
And I got that once you have an assistant, the sky's the limit.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, if it's going me, I'll probably have four of them all, you know, huddled around me. We're all going out.
Free you up to do more of the things you want to do.
Yes. Yes. But this one, the one proposal that came my way, this is a biggie. This is a real biggie.
It looks huge.
Yeah, it's going to be quite substantial, so I'm really excited about doing it. Okay, guys, you know I don't normally get insecure here, but I'm beginning to get insecure, and I don't know. What's up, guys? You guys don't want to talk to me and Linda tonight? We're hot and ready to go, for Pete's
sake.
We're
going to take a personal.
That's right. One of the things that before I move forward, is there anything else that you'd like to share with me
about what's coming up for you? Let me see. Well, I see something to do with a bunch of children, and it looks like some kind of a charity event or something, like a fundraiser, and it's going to help a bunch of kids. But I see you having a lot of people, spiritual people around you that are, you know, I don't know what, performing or whatever at this fundraiser to collect this money. And that looks great.
You know what? I just got the green light for that today.
No kidding.
Yeah. Just today, the Masters gave me a green light. As a matter of fact, I almost made some of the calls today. And
wow.
I said, no, let's just stay focused on the radio show for tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You've got tomorrow, so I will probably start making some phone calls tomorrow on that. What's really, really interesting as well, Linda, and I hope you don't mind if I share this with you. I had a real strong pull 2 months ago, and it was real clear when the Masters came to see me. They actually said to me, ask all the listeners to send you $1 per month for 1 year. You don't want $5, you don't want $10, just $1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I said, really? So all of a sudden, it was like a movie playing in front of me, and this movie started to play, and I went, oh my gosh. Now, of course, I'm not keeping the dollar bills.
No, of course not.
Okay. There is a bigger picture why the Masters have asked me to ask every listener worldwide to send me $1. This money will be given out. But there is a real point that the Ascended Masters want to as this unfolds, the Masters said to me that people from all over the world would get why the importance of $1 without spilling the whole bean. So basically, well, I guess I could go ahead and say it because we'll see what happens here. So what they were saying to me is have each listener worldwide have them send emails out asking their friends, families, coworkers, whoever they are, to send $1 once a month for the next year, and that I was to give this monies with a compiled list of every person's name, city and state or country that they were from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to be done over the radio.
Wow.
Every 6 months.
That'd be quite
They cool. actually led me to the two children's organizations.
Mm-hmm.
And this money was to be given to them as a donation in behalf of all the people from all over the world. And the whole idea behind the $1 is to show humanity that there is true value and power within a dollar bill.
Oh.
That what we have been left to, what we have been told to believe, that our dollar bill has become devalued in
right.
its value.
Mm-hmm. That's a very uplifting message. You know, it's so ironic, but when I started to tell you about the charity and the children's, my mind is thinking one thing, my lips are saying another. And I think to myself, Linda, don't be silly. You, of all the times you've looked at Leilani, you've never seen her doing anything with children. What if you're wrong about this? And my mind is going, should you really be saying this on the air? And my mouth is still saying this. Because I never considered that possibility with you. But it was just so clearly channeled to me.
Well, and where they led me, and I hadn't done this in, I would say, at least a good 10 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But when I first came here to Arizona, a gentleman that I was, you know, periodically dating had said, I'd like to share something with you that is something that I do each month. So he says, I'd like for you to go with me. I said, sure. So he took me down to this really large building down in Mesa, Arizona, which housed children that had witnessed crimes.
Oh.
And I mean, you know, major crimes, like, you know, they witnessed their siblings and their mom and their sometimes their fathers being murdered, and then they were the only one left. So, anyway, to make a long story short, when I got there, this woman said, oh, would you like to participate with the program? We have this one special boy. She says, we really want to find somebody that will spend some time with him. Because, and she went to tell me his story, that he was the only survivor. And from the moment this incident happened, he stopped speaking. And so I said, sure, okay, I'll do it. So I went in there, and sure enough, you know, I'm spending time with the little boy. He's probably no more than 7 years old, and tried to get him to communicate with me, and he wouldn't do it. So my time was up, and I had to leave. So I stopped and asked the lady. I said, do you know anything that he likes, you know, or any special hobbies? And she said, yes, matter of fact. I was told that he has a real love for music. I said, okay, I'll be back again. So what I did is I went out and bought him a boombox. And I bought him some CDs. And the next time I went down, I had him all wrapped up and everything, and I said to him, I got a surprise for you. So I handed it to, you know, set it on the table where he was sitting. So eventually he goes over and, you know, opens it up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw life come twinkling back in his eye.
Wow.
He looked, and he was looking down, and all of a sudden he looked up at me and he said, thank you.
Oh, that's so special.
Blew me away.
Yeah.
Such a small gesture to make such a huge impact in someone's life and to heal a child's heart. I'll never forget that experience with him.
Guess not. And I bet he gets an awful lot of hours pleasure from that, too.
I wouldn't doubt that young man still has it today, because he was 7 years old. So he's in his teens now.
Oh. Wow.
I just think about that. So, anyway, the Masters led. I had forgotten about this because, you know, we're talking about years later. And the Masters came and saw me one morning, and they started telling me about this dollar bill thing. Get on the radio and start asking the listeners to send me a dollar bill. Why would I do that? So then that led me to this home, because these children live in these homes, and a lot of times they have to leave everything behind. Sometimes they don't, just with the clothes that they were wearing,
right.
They don't get to bring their toys and And so that's a huge trauma, these children. So they said, we'd like for you to collect these dollar bills, and in 6 months, you donate with these monies to this organization with the compiled list of every listener from all over the world. Then we would like for you to tell your listeners, while they're listening to the presentation over the radio, is that this is to show them the true power of a dollar bill, how we can change lives.
That would be very impactful.
And just think about that. If everybody in the world sent $1 for an entire year, that's $12.
Mm-hmm. That'd be phenomenal.
Wouldn't it?
Oh, definitely.
And so,
$12 isn't a lot of money.
No, and it's a dollar a month. Mm-hmm. And the masters made it real clear to me. They said, $1 once a month. You're not at, and you make it clear, you don't want a $5 bill, you do not want a $10 bill, or a $20.
Uh-huh.
If they send it to you, send it back to them, and make it clear, you're only looking for $1, because there's a bigger picture here of learning how when people spend $1, it can indeed change the world.
Yeah, and it'll restore people's faith in the $1 bill.
You bet. So far I've actually collected $6 just by telling the story to some friends. Pulled out a dollar bill.
You're telling me I can't send you 12 $1 bills. I have to mail a dollar every month. Is that the way it works?
As long as it's 12 $1 bills.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay. It can't be like a 10 and a one, two ones.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but they made that real clear to me, because the whole point is to show the real value of a dollar bill, because we always walk around, well, a dollar doesn't do much of anything. And I got the picture. I understood what they were saying to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I have the address. I know where to send it. So are you telling your listeners where to mail them?
Well, do you think I should do it?
I never question what the masters tell me to do.
I know. That was pretty silly, wasn't it?
You know,
okay,
I might for a minute just check to see if I'm listening properly, right? But once I'm clear that that's the message, I do it.
Now, I want you to know I didn't have any intent of even saying this over the radio, but since I have done this, I'm going to go ahead, officially announce it. I'm going to ask that every listener of internet radio, and please, I ask that each of you share it with your friends, your families, your coworkers, your neighbors, and I want to see how far that all of us can reach wrapping this message across, worldwide, completely around this globe. For $1 once a month for the next year, and make sure that of course I'll have your address and everything, but if you would like to actually do this, and my commitment to each and every one of you, if you choose to do this, I will indeed have the organization on this show with a compiled list of every name from every city and state, including every international country out there. And we will present this check to the organization together to make a difference in someone else's world. And we will do this every 6 months to help contribute to change our sister or our lives.
Would they maybe address it to a children's fund or something like that? So you'll know.
Whatever would make them feel better, whatever makes people feel comfortable with it, do what makes you feel right. Because this is not about me, and it's not about you guys. This is about reaching out and helping maybe a child that is his heart is bleeding, or her heart is bleeding. And if you have any questions for me, my phone number is 480-255-6198, or you're welcome to email me at imdivinelight@aol.com. The information is on my show page. My media P.O. Box is, and that is P.O. Box 814, that is Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, Arizona, and the zip is 85244. And I'll actually post that media P.O. Box up there so you guys can send it. And do not send it unless you're comfortable with it. How's that? I did it.
Sounds real good. It's a done deal. I'll send mine tomorrow. As I get myself
I wanted,
ones.
And I got the $6 actually in a, talk to the listeners for me for a moment, would you?
Okay, will do.
I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Well, I just think it's a wonderful idea because when I look at people who are helpless, and particularly children, I really want to help them. And this is a way that, you know, is affordable, not for everybody, but for a lot of us, you know. So I hope a lot of people will go ahead and do that. But certainly I don't think anyone should feel guilty if they can't or if it doesn't feel comfortable because, you know.
I'm back with you.
Well, that was quick.
That was about the proposal I was telling you about.
Oh,
anyway.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I want to talk to? I want to talk to your spirit friend. This has been really bugging me lately. And I really hope that the callers will call in tonight because I really would like to get some answers about this situation. I really want to talk to you tonight about jealousy and envy.
And they're not necessarily the same thing, and I think a lot of people confuse them. To me, the difference is jealousy comes with some feeling of hostility and hatred, whereas envy is, can have admiration associated with it.
Okay. I deal with a lot of that, or I think I deal a lot with that, and it hurts my heart. Because there's so much abundance in this world at so many levels.
Mm-hmm. I always think there's more than enough to go around, right?
You
bet. There's really no need to be jealous or envious or to feel competition because, you know, there's so many people out there that whatever it is you're offering, if there's someone offering something similar or someone who wishes that they were, there's more than enough people to benefit from that. You know, I just don't believe in scarcity.
So would you agree that one of the signs of jealousy would be when someone attempts to say to you, talk you against doing something that you were led to do or dreamt about? Oh, you know, examples like, you can't do that, or why would you do something like that?
You know, I think there's a couple of things, and one of them, of course, is the jealousy, so people sabotage you or undermine your confidence in making your dreams come true, right? And then,
yeah.
Of course, there's the people who are just naturally negative and pessimistic, you know what I mean? And that's just the place where they'd come from because of whatever their experiences have been. But when it's jealousy and it's because they dislike you because you're going to do something special, that really is harmful.
But is it really that they dislike you, or is it because they feel that they don't have within them to be able to fulfill their own desires and dreams?
I agree, but I think that some people, what they do is when they have that insecurity or that lack of confidence, some people will project negative feelings towards you because they resent the fact that you do, you know. And not everybody's like that, believe me. I just, you know, because I think, that, like I said, there's a big difference between jealousy and envy. Like people I really love, they might do some wonderful things, and I'll be envious because I wish I could do it too, but I don't have any animosity towards them. But there are some people out there where it's jealousy instead, where they actually wish you harm or wish you to fail.
They do, don't they?
Yeah. And that, to me, is pretty sad.
You know, it's really interesting, too, and I'm actually talking about some of my pet peeves here tonight, because I'm sure that each of us deal with this at some level in our own personal lives or at work or interaction with friends, those types of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure I'm not the only person out there. And one of my other pet peeves, you know, it's like... It's like, you know, some there are days when I sit in my home, I'm minding my own business, I'm working, doing, you know, getting my work done and so forth. And these people that have enough spiritual gifts and power to where they run rapid on this planet and they feel that it is okay to violate another human being's space. And when I say that, I mean by remotely looking in or trying to tap into your crown chakra, I'm very aware of those energies coming in. Mm-hmm. Do you ever deal with something like that, Linda?
You know, I haven't been real aware. I mean, one or two occasions I've been aware of remote viewing for myself, but maybe I just haven't been the target of it, you know? But I'm definitely aware that other people do that. I just haven't experienced it personally more than once or twice.
And you know, it's so interesting because you and I both know that obviously there's free will and free choice. Even God doesn't tell us what we should and should not be doing. He allows us to explore our own spiritual growth.
Right.
That's what makes us the people we are today. And I know the universal laws, and that's such a violation of a major universal law, but yet you hear stories and you see it happening all the time with people thinking they're above the universal law and will violate another person's space, meaning their homes or their workplaces and, you know, those kinds of things, or trying
very
to tap into your energy for, you know, energies.
Yeah, so intrusive. I mean, I did know a woman years ago who I knew was capable of doing that. And it was terrible because I didn't want to continue the friendship with her because I also found her to be mentally ill. But I was afraid to end the friendship because I was afraid of what she would do because of her having those abilities.
Oh, wow. I mean, think about what you just said.
Yeah, it took me a while to have the confidence to end that relationship.
That's profound. I mean, if we all really sat and just thought about that for a moment, that you were actually afraid to end a relationship that was unhealthy for both of you.
Well, I knew she was capable of sending negative energy because one of my other friends was aware of her doing it to her. And I checked intuitively and got that she was absolutely right that had happened. And I thought, wow, you know, see, I would never do anything like that. But not everybody uses their spiritual powers in a way that's healthy and positive.
Yeah, and it's really interesting, too, because, you know, I noticed that it has become extremely predominant. You know, I don't know if it's, you know, you've observed this in your own environment where you're at. I do know that I've seen a lot of it. Even just through observation, you know, just like when I interact or I leave my own home or sometimes just in my own home. And it seems to be running quite rapid in the past 4 months. It's always been there, but it seems to be a lot more going on lately.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just picking up that it's one of the life lessons that you've signed up for. And that you're going to discover an ability to block that. And that's one of the things that you're supposed to achieve in this lifetime, is finding a way to make it possible for people to do that. And why are you laughing?
I can't tell you how many times people have said to me, you know what you're supposed to do, Leilani? I said, what? They said, you're supposed to, you carry the sword of justice. You need to pick up your sword and use it.
There you go. I just know that I got the message that this is one of the life lessons you sign up for. And it's accomplished once you find a way to set up the boundaries to stop it.
Well, and I'm not only speaking for myself tonight because, you know, I'm sure that these are like these little dark corners where, you know, let's pretend like it's not there or, oh, that's too negative. And I think it's all in your perspective how you choose to look at things. Now, some people could say, oh, look at Leilani, she is negative tonight. But I don't see it negative.
I call it practical. You know, is that, you know, I used to believe that everybody was in the light and, you know, I always gave people the benefit of the doubt and I just really thought everyone was in the light and I didn't believe in dark entities. Well, you know, one of the contracts I signed up for was to discover dark entities and well, that was quite the education for me and it took me quite a while to figure out how to resolve that in my life. And I asked my guide, why was this so ugly? Why was this so difficult? Why did this last so long? And they said, you didn't take us seriously. We had to show you it was real because you're going to help a lot of people because you're having that knowledge. And they said, you can't be working with people in the way that you do and go around oblivious that not everything is positive.
Yes, and well, and you know, that really gets to me. If you ever want to get me off of the phone, mm-hmm. all you got to do is bring this up. Well, what'd you do to draw it to you?
I just signed up for it. And, you know, one of the things I found as I teach a lot of classes teaching people how to channel their spirit guides. It's astonishing how many of those people have had experiences with dark entities. And how would I have helped them if I laughed at them? You know what I mean? What if I said to them, how'd you guys draw it to you? And I know now these are the people that are really going to do something special with their spirituality, and this is just extra information, education they need to experience. So
yes. Yes, and I do, and I'm very grateful for all my experiences, you know, because it has indeed made me the person I am. And, you know, one of the things that I'm always in awe with myself over is I know that I'm a really great person. And, I mean, that could have been a whole different equation. I mean, you know, and if we all just sat and thought about the experiences we've gone through, we could have indeed gone another direction.
Yes. And, you know, one thing that stands out for me, when you said that you are aware of remote viewing, why do you think you have that awareness if it isn't because you're supposed to do something with it? Because a lot of people go through life oblivious probably to remote viewing, but you've actually experienced it. Well, you wouldn't need to be aware of it if you weren't expected to do something with that awareness.
Well, you're going to love this. You're going to probably laugh because I think it's if I could capture it on film, I would do it because it's just so funny. And what's so interesting about it is every time they do it, I can actually see them. and they think that they're remote viewing and I'm not seeing them, but I am. There's times like when they're, you know, I'll only see their eyes only.
So it's not a one-way mirror, it's a two-way mirror.
Yes! Sometimes, you know, depending on the mood I'm in, like, you know, if I'm being silly and stuff like that, I'll say things like, I see you. Or I'll go, got you, didn't I? the masters, I've been wanting to really have this talk with them about these particular areas because I know at some level we all do. Probably a lot of them don't have to deal with remote viewing. That just happens to be one of my pet peeves, you know, it's on my list of pet peeves.
Yeah.
And the big one for me is the jealousy and envy because I see that, you know, like if I go to a group meeting or whatever, I mean, I sit there and I observe and I'm thinking, why can't we all just really love and support each other and, you know, there's been times like, you know, when I know Don with BBS Radio is just really busy. I can feel it with him, right? So I'll call him up and say, hey, Don, what can I do to help you today?
Wow.
You know, I'll roll my sleeves up, send me some emails, I'll answer them for you or whatever, because that's who I am. I like to pitch in and help, and I don't expect anything out of it. And I don't violate by, you know, I could probably say, hey, Don, I did this for you, and I did that, you know.
Now you owe me.
Yes, because we got those kinds of people, too, in this world, don't we?
Yeah, and wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody went about their business always with the best of intentions?
Oh, my gosh.
Incredible.
Wouldn't it?
And including myself. You know, I'm not 100% pure. I have my moments where I'm not thinking very positively.
Well, yeah, and you've heard me say it before. I've shared it with the listeners. And the reason why I do that is because I want to let them know that no matter what has happened in their lives, no matter what emotions they might have experienced at that moment, that we all experience the same things, but it makes us the people we are today, and not to hang on to all that guilt and all that lower stuff that binds us up from being able to achieve in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, what you've done in the past isn't as important as what you're doing with it now. Today, who are you?
Yes.
Today?
Yes. Then you start really understanding, you walk around and you really appreciate your labels. You know, like your battle wounds and stuff. Well, you worked hard for them. You see my perspective on things?
I like it.
I'll say to people, you're darn right. Go ahead.
We must have been meant to have this conversation because nobody called to interrupt us.
Well, that's really interesting, and I sure hope that, I don't think this offended you, did it?
What? What, nobody called in?
Yeah.
No, are you kidding? Because I looked at the clock and I thought, wow, it's 9:27. No one's called in. I thought, wow, we must have been meant to have this conversation on the air. I just always look at things being meant to be. There's a reason for everything.
Yeah. But, you know, I will have to tell you, I also sense that there are people actually listening.
Oh, definitely. I did, too, because I've actually checked intuitively a few times. Are we supposed to be talking about this? And I got, wow, there's people that really need to hear this conversation.
Yeah, well, and I want them to know that it's real. This show will always be real. I don't want it to have any facades or, you know, building up illusions or that I am, you know, beyond all the other things that others are experiencing out there. And
I love
and
being human.
That's right. We have to remember we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And to understand some of the things that we all face on a daily basis, sometimes we just need to sit down and talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that in itself helps us make sense of it.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Yeah, just hearing that.
Absolutely. You know what I want to share with you? I am actually, and I want to share this with the listeners as well, I am actually going to be at the UFO conference from April the 21st and the 22nd in Landers, California. I'm actually bringing out my equipment out there to broadcast and do interviews. So I would love to have each of you join me. I'd love to meet you. So if you're in the neighborhood, please come on in and come and have some fun with me. Bring me some information. I'll put you on the radio with me, okay? I'll get you behind the mic with me, and we can have a whole lot of fun. I'm also going to be doing a speaking for the Edgar Cayce Foundation in May And so I hope that you will come and join me with that as well. I will be speaking about the subject matter of depression. And and if you have any questions, give me a call and let me know. Linda, before we say goodnight to each other, mm-hmm. is there anything else that you'd like to share? Oh, you know what I'd like to know from you?
What?
Is I feel like I'm about to make it. I know I've made a huge shift because there's been some really awesome spiritual stuff going on with me.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to know, because I'm feeling like I'm fixing to go to another shift.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to make a really big decision about a shift in direction. And it's not something that's just going to idle on beside you. I see you making a big decision in that respect. And it's very positive, by the way. It's going to, the outcome looks great.
Okay, cool. Wow, Linda. Here it is. I probably did more talking than you did tonight.
I don't know. I wasn't keeping track.
Oh, my goodness. It's always such a delight to have you with us, Linda. And
thank
I truly, truly, truly thank you. I love having conversations like this, and hopefully the next time I do this that the listeners will jump in and join us and have a conversation. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we have got Myrna Lou coming in. Next week we're going to have Elizabeth Summers here. She's going to be doing numerology. I have another great guest as well. So I got two guests next week. And on that note, I really, really wish each of you a whole lot of love and well-being. I ask that each of you consider taking the challenge with me to get healthy. And remember to always love yourself, love your families, be peace, and be love. And on that last note, you are indeed the great, mighty I Am Presence, the power and the intelligence of you, your world, and activities. Thank you, Linda. Good
You're
night
welcome.
To everybody.
Thank you.